U.S. Embassy Ukraine. Quote, Ukraine is a valued partner of the United States, and it plays an important role in our national security, end quote. Fiona Hill, Senior Director for European and Russian Affairs, National Security Council. Quote, Ukraine is making progress, end quote. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, Director for European Affairs, National Security Council. The most accurate and honest description of Ukraine that I heard during the hearings didn't actually come from the hearings. It came from a Seinfeld episode that someone emailed me. You don't have to be a fan of that particular sitcom to appreciate the prophetic political analysis that aired on January 19, 1995. In the key scene, Kramer, the show's tall, gangly hipster, is playing the board game Risk on the subway. Funny image in and of itself. And he's taunting his opponent. You know what Ukraine is, he laughs? It's a sitting duck. It's a road apple. At least that's in the ballpark. Ukraine is a lot of things, obviously. It's a country populated by wonderful, hardworking people who are desperate for honest leadership. Yet the Ukrainians have been consistently let down by a broken political class eager for power and riches and lacking in the one trait that could potentially turn the political tide, morality. The experts on the Hill weren't actually wrong with their passing summaries, but they weren't right either. They didn't tell the whole picture. As we dig deeper and deeper into the story and unravel the corrupt connections surrounding this chaotic country, no description may be more accurate than the one the creatures of the DC swamp should have offered under oath. Ukraine is a giant 24-hour ATM, a broken slot machine that spewed out money to greedy politicos, lobbyists, and yes, a son of the Vice President of the United States. That would have been accurate. Maybe not so much right now when everyone's on their best behavior with the spotlight on Kiev, but understanding the vast money-printing, influence-peddling, backstabbing, dog-eat-dog corruption of Ukraine would have helped the world understand why Donald Trump was having the conversation that set off the entire absurd impeachment charade. Ukraine was an influence-peddling paradise. It was vital to Russian interests. It was vital to American interests. And that made it vital to anyone with self-interest in generating cash. By now, Hunter Biden, the son of former vice president and current presidential candidate Joe Biden, is the most famous of these human handout homing devices. But there were many swamp rats from both sides of the aisle who swooped into Kiev to make mega withdrawals. I've documented a bunch of this, but we now know far more about the players and the sinister connections many of them shared. Let's start with the man who was really ground zero for all the manufactured Trump scandals, Paul Manafort. Seriously, I'm not here to defend Manafort. He brought damaging baggage with him to the Trump campaign, serving first as a consultant and then the campaign chairman. And it cast a toxic shadow over the candidate's entire organization. Collusion hoaxers were all too happy to leverage Manafort's shady dealings for political gain. In Exonerated, I explained how and why Manafort's presence raised huge flags for Fusion GPS, the company hired by Hillary Clinton's campaign to conduct opposition research, into his links to Putin's bad boy pals, billionaire Oleg Deripaska and Viktor Yanukovych, the former Ukrainian president. Now Fusion GPS's Glenn Simpson has confirmed all of this in his own book, which came out 2 months after my book, noting the very same Wall Street Journal articles that I cited. Imagine that. And revealing he'd been tracking Manafort for years. Quote, to Fusion, Manafort wasn't just another beltway bandit from yesteryear. He was a seminal figure in the annals of Washington Consulting, a famously avaricious and venal operative. Here was a consultant who had a history of blending foreign lobbying with his work on presidential campaigns and, more recently, had spent more than a decade working actively against U.S. interests in Europe, end quote. Manafort lasted about 6 months with the Trump campaign. While Simpson and his operatives were scouring for dirt, Democratic National Committee consultant Alexandra Chalupa was also ringing alarm bells, telling anyone she could that Manafort was linked to Ukraine's personal Putin puppet president Yanukovych and his corrupt administration, which had been overthrown in a popular uprising. But what brought Manafort down was a report in the New York Times about a mysterious black ledger. Quote, handwritten ledgers show $12.7 million in undisclosed cash payments designated for Mr. Manafort from Mr. Yanukovych's pro-Russian political party from 2007 to 2012, according to Ukraine's newly formed National Anti-Corruption Bureau, end quote, the Times reported. The Ukraine anti-corruption cops were also examining offshore companies that may have been used to funnel cash to